Cash bonuses paid to New York City securities industry employees are forecast to rise by 8% to $20 billion for last year, driven in part by bonuses deferred from prior years. That's according to DiNapoli.
Wall Street is very, very important to New York's economy. Regardless of how one feels about the street, there's still a lot of mixed feelings after the financial crisis. And certainly when you see the bonus number higher than most New York families earn in a year, the reality is for New York as a whole, when the street is doing well, we all benefit in terms of the impact on the economy and in terms of tax revenues as well.
Tammy Gammerman is a senior research associate with Citizens Budget Commission in New York City, a fiscal watchdog and research organization.
It was important beforehand, and it's even more important now that we think about diversifying our economy so that we are not as dependent on Wall Street in the future.
Republican State Senator John Bonasik, who represents Sullivan County along with portions of Orange, Ulster, and Delaware counties, says he is satisfied with the comptroller's report in that the bonus estimates are in line with budget expectations.
I hope everyone down in Wall Street is successful because it's a sign that the economy is recovering. But that said, I still think the economy is struggling. And the financial bailouts are still on a lot of people's minds. I also think high Wall Street bonuses are offensive to most people because of a struggling economy. The good news from, you know, serving on the Ways and Means Committee is that, from our state perspective, is that the numbers are on target for the revenues we expected from Wall Street.
DiNapoli, a Democrat, says the average bonus rose for 2012 to nearly $121,900. And that's because the bonus pool was shared among fewer workers than for 2011. And some of that money could benefit the economy in the Hudson Valley. So says Jonathan Dropkin. He's the president and CEO of Hudson Valley Pattern for Progress, a not-for-profit policy planning, advocacy, and research organization. He says those receiving Wall Street bonuses who live in the Hudson Valley might choose to spend some of those bonus dollars where they live.
But also, something that some people have lost sight of is that as the bonuses increase, even residents of New York City who receive the bonus are always looking where to invest with the bonus. And with the value of real estate depressed in the Hudson Valley, the good news is that one potential source of that investment, which had been there previous to 2008, had been the purchase of second homes.
Again, here's DiNapoli.
The average salary, including bonuses, in the securities industry in New York City rose over the two prior years to $362,950 in 2011. That's the most current data that we have.
He estimates that New York City lost more than 28,000 jobs during the financial crisis, regaining some 8,500 since. Yet, he says, despite downsizing in the securities industry,
they're good jobs if you have them.
DiNapoli says last fiscal year's securities-related activities accounted for about 14% of the state's tax revenues. Prior to the 2008 financial crisis, he says this percentage reached a high of about 20% of revenues. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.